The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Always nice to talk to Dr. Sebastian Gorka is here for the next hour.
Greetings, Vince. Greetings, Washington.
Thank you very much on behalf of all of Washington. Let's go now to Christian Toto, film critic. That's right, Christian Toto joining us this morning from HollywoodInToto.com.
Before we do that,
yeah,
are we allowed to plug our friends?
Plug away.
One of my favorite podcasts, Andrew Klavan, and it's always great when Christian's on the Klavan Show.
Oh, well, there you go. And also, he's the host of the Hollywood in Toto podcast as well. Christian, good morning.
Well, good morning. Anytime you can mention Andrew Klavan is a great day.
Well, good. I'm glad we could get it started the right way for you, because it's a big weekend for movies, and you've got the Oscars coming up. Now, I know whenever we approach an award show like this, oftentimes many conservatives will take their fingers and put them in their ears. They'll also take the pinky fingers and they'll shut their eyes and they don't want to talk about it because it's just annoying liberalism. But in the midst of all that, are there at least a couple good movies that are being considered here?
You know, I think it was a pretty good year for film, so I don't want to discount that. And I think one of the better things about this upcoming Oscars telecast is there's a little bit of mystery here. We don't know what the best picture will be. Sometimes it just seems very obvious because a particular movie has won 16 or 17 different awards leading up to the big night. And we know X is going to win. It's the heavy favorite. This year is different. We've got The Shape of Water. We've got the Three Billboards film, even maybe Get Out, possibly Dunkirk. There are a lot of films that are circling the Best Picture Oscar that we just don't know. So there will be some good drama going in, even if they get the envelope opening right.
I'm curious. You said it's a great year for films. That's not the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom is that, you know, On Demand is crushing it and Hollywood's dying a slow death of, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah and everything else.
Well, it's a complicated situation because there have been a lot of clunky films for sure, and last year we saw a tremendous amount of bombs, movies like King Arthur, which lost right. Tons and tons of money, but there were some quality presentations in there as well. Overall, I do think that TV and the streaming channels are doing a better job with content. I think it's more intelligent, the stories are more gripping, the acting is terrific, so it's been a weird transformation to see TV essentially lap the movies. But having said that, movies like Get Out, Wonder Woman, Dunkirk was just an absolute marvel of technology, if not, to me, a great film. So it's a mixed bag for sure, but Hollywood is in a weird place with lots of remakes and reboots and things like that, and I think people are, in general, getting a little bit flustered by it all.
Well, I thought Wonder Woman was awesome. I don't see Wonder Woman in the list here of nominees, though, unfortunately, at least for the best picture
stuff. That's part of the problem, because the Oscars, generally speaking, don't like comedies. They don't like superhero films.
Or successful movies.
They don't like horror either, though Get Out was so good. It kind of snuck in and kind of got past those preconceived notions about what should or shouldn't be an Oscar film.
What I do see here in the Best Picture nominees is The Post. It's that Washington Post film. And this feels like, you know, we often judge award shows like based on, like, you know, there is that kind of political inclination, that preference to award things that Hollywood thinks is an appropriate message. Who do you think, not who do you think should be picked, but who do you think is the top competitor to actually win in this Best Picture category?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Who do you think is the actual competitor to win in the Best Picture category?
Well, it's tough to call at this point. You know, for the reasons you mentioned, The Post could have an edge because this is the year that journalism was more important than ever, even though journalists made more mistakes of a significance than ever. So, you know, that could factor in. It depends how political the Oscar voters want to go. The Shape of Water has sort of a message about tolerance. It has a sort of swipe against the U.S. military, circa the Cold War era. That could factor in. And also, if you want to send a message in the age of Trump that, you know, that integration and diversity matters, then movie like Get Out could sort of win the day, because not only is it a good film, but it talks about racism in America in a very potent way. So,
Christian, do you
it depends on whether voters want to vote for the best or the best message. And I'm a little up in the air about that. I think it's been trending toward the political, and I don't know if that's going to win the day.
Do you subscribe to the theory that the darkest hour may be hobbled because it is a crypto pro-Trumpian movie, the outsider bucking the trends, going against his advisors? Do you think Hollywood will see that as a pro kind of Trumpian message?
You know, I don't know. I do know it doesn't have a lot of award season love. I think the focus there is going to be on Gary Oldman, who should win the Best Actor Oscar because he's sensational in it, and it's impossible to deny. Typically, Oscar voters do love biopics and historical stories and things about World War II. But, yeah, you mentioned that, and if that's any sort of factor at all, it will hurt because when it comes to this voting, every little subjective notion matters, and it could cost a vote or two, and that could be all the difference.
Also, the big thing that everyone scrutinizes in these award shows is the hosting. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting this thing, and again, on the politics side, he's made no secret of where he lies politically. He's very opposed to the president and says so with frequency. Can we expect politics from him during this award show?
You know, it's funny. The producers of the show suggested to the New York Times recently that politics will not be as much of a focus as we expect. I think that's nonsense. I think they know that the ratings go down when politics are mentioned, but they can't help themselves. I think Jimmy Kimmel can't either. You know, last year he was kind of the everyman still, and in the last 12 months he's become very hard left and very sort of lecturing. So I don't think he can do this show without sticking to his new base, his new brand of being very political. So, yeah, I expect him to be very pointed in his commentary, and I expect a lot of people to be tuning out as he gets those jokes off.
What about political demonstrations? Any inclination? You know, we've seen black dresses at certain events. We've seen pins, hashtag Me Too, Time's Up, whatever. Are we going to see any of that this weekend?
You know, almost every awards presentation has a bit of virtue signaling. I don't know if there's anything collectively being done now, like the black dresses, that may be sort of one and done. But you will see something. Often people on the red carpet will wear T-shirts with slogans and messages on them, so you may expect that as well. But there could be pins for the ACLU. I expect there's going to be a strong anti-NRA sentiment in some capacity. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I can't imagine that stars are going to take this event and not use that in some capacity to talk about gun control.
What should we look forward to in the coming year, Christian? What are you excited about coming out of Hollywood?
You know, my inner geek loves the Avengers movies. They're often very high quality, so the new Avengers Infinity War looks interesting. But there's a new horror film that comes out in a couple months called A Quiet Place, and that has a very gripping trailer. It kind of caught my eye. It's about a family that has to be extremely quiet, otherwise the monsters come out. I know it sounds silly, but if you watch the trailer, it's really creepy.
It's crazy.
So, you know,
it's what's
like
his face?
Engaging. You know, we're still months and months away from the Oscar season for the December or so. So I don't have a good read on that. But it's more of the same. We've got, you know, Ocean's 8, which is the all-female reboot of that particular franchise. There's a new Robin Hood, which are coming out later this year with sort of a contemporary spin. So, you know, Hollywood is not shifting gears. There's still a lot of updates and reboots and things like that. And of course, the Solo movie is in, I think, May or so.
That's right.
The Han Solo spinoff series. That one looks troubled from the get-go. Maybe they can make a rebound. You know, Ron Howard is the director. He's a pretty talented fellow. So hope springs eternal, but there's just a lot of rebooting going on.
Yep.
And often the best stuff's on TV.
Yeah, Christian Toto, thank you. Yeah, no, that Quiet Place trailer is intense. Go check it out. And also, the guy who's playing Han Solo does not look like Han Solo. So that I think that's part of the problem. Christian, thank you. Really appreciate your insights.
Thank
you. My pleasure.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.